Chapter 8. Michael Finnegan. Brian was still in the cave. There was a hole in the roof of the cave, and sunlight shone into a corner. Brian saw some fishing rods, and there was something familiar on a rock. It was his father's mobile phone.
"Hey, that's my dad's phone," he said aloud. "How did it get here?"
"I brought it here," said a voice.
Somebody was sitting on the rocks in the dark. Brian could see the small man with a long grey beard.
"Who are you?" asked Brian. "You keep appearing and disappearing."
"I'm Michael Finnegan," said the voice. "I'm a leprechaun."
"That's stupid. Leprechauns aren't real," said Brian. "They're just a legend."
"Well, I'm real," said Finnegan. "Do you think I'm a legend?"
"Are you the man from the harbour?" Brian asked. "What were you doing at Sarah's house? Did you write the message on the mirror?
You took Dad's phone. That's stealing." "And you're taking Sarah's house from her. That's stealing," said Finnegan.
"We're not taking her house. We're helping her to sell it," said Brian.
"But Sarah doesn't want to sell her house. She wants to stay here," said Finnegan.
He jumped from the rocks and came closer. Brian looked at his long grey beard and green jacket.
"If you helped Sarah to stay, I'll give you a reward," he said.
"What will you give me?" asked Brian.
"I make things," Finnegan said. He took a box from the rock and showed Brian some miniature figures. They were perfect, like the figures on his mother's bracelet.
"They're very nice, but I can't do anything to help," said Brian.
"I don't believe that," said Finnegan,
and he climbed over the rocks to the top of the cave and left through the hole. Brian took his father's phone and followed Finnegan outside. The small man ran towards the sea and suddenly disappeared.
"I can't believe this is happening," Brian thought. "Finnegan is really a leprechaun. A human can't disappear like that."
From the rocks, Brian had a view of the island. Two men were on the path near Aunt Sarah's house. It was the estate agent and the American. Brian returned quickly to the house and ran inside. He gave his father the phone and started to tell his parents about Finnegan. But they didn't listen. They were too angry.
"That was a stupid thing to do, Brian," Clive shouted. "We almost lost the sale of the house because of you."
"What are you talking about, Dad?" asked Brian. "I didn't do anything."
"Stop this nonsense," said Brian's mother.
"Of course it was you. You had Dad's phone. Go and get your coat. We're going out to eat. We'll talk about it later."
Brian looked at his parents, perplexed.
"They're both in a bad mood," he thought. "They won't listen to anything I tell them. They certainly won't believe I met the leprechaun."